Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones here to host you on another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. Today, I want to come to you out the gates just with a quick question. What motivates you? Specifically, I want to ask that because I think each and every one of us would say that we desire certain things out of life. We would say that we want to be successful. We would say that we want to be a millionaire. We would say we want this, that, and the other. But then when it comes time for us to produce, we don't. When it comes time for us to produce, we just continue to put forth the same level of effort that we put forth previously, which would get us to the result that we're currently at now. I just wanted to ask that because in all transparency, I'll be the first to go, don't worry. It's fine. Because I was saying that I want to be one of the best speakers that there is. There was a point in time where I was like, yes, I want to be number one in the world. Yes, yes. Then I began looking at my work ethic, and my work ethic said I wanted to be number 1,556,075th in the world. Because I would say that with my mouth. However, the actions that I needed to put forth in order to bring that to fruition did not take place. Today, I want to ask you one more time, what motivates you to be the best in your lane? What motivates you to be that individual? Because I came to a point where I realized that I won't be successful speaking if I just continue to allow myself to be complacent and not reach out to schools, be complacent and not reach out to small businesses, don't reach out anywhere, don't tell anybody about my brand. I can't expect to grow that way. However, let's make it real and let's bring it to you now, because this is all about you getting value from the podcast through transparency, through life application, and through inspiration, of course. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go in your bathroom and I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to begin to examine yourself. This is what we'll call an accountability mirror. I was watching an interview by a gentleman by the name of David Goggins. And this gentleman, if you've seen any of his presentations, some people might call him crazy, but he's a gentleman who ran a group race by himself, 100 miles. This brother ran 100 miles with all the small bones broken in his body. Yeah, shin splints out of this world. He had to stop and he had to tape his ankles to where they wouldn't, to where his foot wouldn't have the flexibility to where it ultimately wouldn't aggravate his shins. And then he got up and finished the last 16 miles. Crazy, right? Crazy. And I was listening to him, and he had an interview where he began to talk about the accountability mirror. He said every day he would go home, he would look in the mirror, and he'd say, do I like this guy? What about this guy? As he sat there and would stare at himself, if there was something that he didn't like or there was something that there was an issue with, he would write it on a sticky note, and then he would fix it. So today, I want us to do that same exercise. I want us to look in the mirror. And I want us to begin to think and be real with ourselves. Ask yourself, am I putting forth the effort that's required for me to get the blank of my dreams? To the single people, am I putting forth the work in my own personal life, in my own finances, in my own mental health to prepare me to get married to blank? And I think this is good because it's so easy for us to point the finger at everybody else. It's so easy to look through our own lives and talk about other people. However, we don't take the time to really look at ourselves and analyze ourselves sometimes. Really process through what our life currently looks like. This episode isn't to pick on you. This episode isn't to make fun of you. This episode took place because about a week ago, I was sitting at my desk and I was not sending emails. I would find every excuse and any excuse to not send an email, to not reach out to schools, to not do anything. I was coasting on a sled of complacency. That's why I want to share this with you today. So now we can go in the bathroom. We can look in the accountability mirror. We can look in the accountability mirror and we can ask ourselves, what needs to be fixed today? What did I not accomplish today that I need to accomplish tomorrow? What does that look like? And then next, you began to write out, boom, this, this. And then as you write it out and as you complete it, then mark through it on your sticky note. Pat yourself on the back and then move on. Because in order for us all to be successful, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be real. The gentleman David Goggins began to say things that he's fearful of. He said, tiptoeing around the truth. You can't tiptoe around the truth. He said, you got to go at it straight up. And as I began to listen to it, I thought he was making a whole lot of sense. Because it's so easy to run from the truth, because sometimes the truth scares us. Sometimes we're fearful of the truth. However, once you and the truth meet up and you all have that conversation, or once you run through the truth, then you realize, oh, that wasn't so bad. So friends, that was really the purpose of this episode, is to get just to see what motivates you. Is it videos? Is it movies? Is it writing your goals? Is it making a vision board? Once you identify what motivates you, then you need to do more of that. As simple as that is. If it's playing loud music, hearing E.T. yell at you on audio, then put on E.T. every time you wake up. If it's a vision board, then put your vision board in plain sight to where you can see it and to where you can see the next step that needs to take place for you to get the next thing that you desire. And then lastly, we got to get an accountability mirror. We have to look at ourselves. We have to be honest. We have to be forthright with this information. Say, am I doing what I need to do to be successful? Am I sacrificing what I need to sacrifice to be successful? And as you're looking and as you're checking these things off because you know they're true, you're like, yes, I am doing this. I am doing that. Then lastly, just continue to keep doing more of that. It just makes sense. Friends, we're getting ready to get out of here. If you'd like to continue to stay connected with us, I would encourage you to go on Twitter, use the hashtag SYSP, or on all your social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can just type in SYS Podcast 1. Follow us. We will be sure to follow you back. And if you shout us out, we'll be sure to shout you out as well. Friends, we're getting out of here, and we're going to close it like we always do. And here goes nothing. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?